We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
101, the final hour of Show and Vern. And what is Show and Vern? Dag Nabbit, Show and Vern is the longest running, fastest growing midday sports show at all of Kansas City radio, and it is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the Fix and Flip Guys at kclend.com. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier. Steve Serta is in the building. Man, just went to the bathroom and I felt like I just dropped a cool Troy Aikman.
Nice. You two are idiots.
I'm just saying, I did. I felt like...
Okay, well, keep it to yourself. I felt like... Write it down.
I'm just saying, I felt like... No one cares. On my trip to Minneapolis, I put on a cool Alex Smith.
Well, still got three to go then.
Still got three to go.
I think Daniel Jones is wearing number three. You still got a Daniel Jones to go.
How much would you say you've put on since you
quit smoking?
Since you quit smoking,
a Philip Rivers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not good.
It's not bad.
It's as heavy as I've ever been.
I'm usually fluctuating like a Baker Mayfield.
I was almost approaching that Justin Houston, and then.
50 what?
Five?
Sorry, do you
all right, now we're all 50. Confused. All right, now no one knows what
I
we're talking about.
I was almost approaching.
Because at first it meant you went to the bathroom and lost 8 pounds. Yes. Went to Minneapolis and put on 11. I said the difference is 3. I said I put on 17 pounds.
And then
Serta ruined it with the Baker Mayfield.
And then
thing.
I said I almost.
Baker
I was,
6.
When I started.
You're 6 pounds overweight?
No, I generally fluctuate in like a 6 pound difference.
That's not true.
I'm basically steady where I'm at right now. I would love to lose more weight, but
how much would you like to lose?
How much would you like to lose?
I swear to God, if he doesn't say a jersey, I'm going to be so pissed off. How much? Answer the damn question. We got
like
sports to get to.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay,
I can deal with that.
Oh, and you were saying you wanted to lose a Justin Houston.
No, I said I was getting close to it. I was approaching when I, you know, we started.
Oh yeah. But you're probably a John Lynch, Darren Sproles. Down right now.
You remember Pat Dennis for the Chiefs? Yeah, right around that James Hastie for the Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That's not bad.
No. Congratulations to 007 said he's lost an Anthony Sherman since.
Oh, wow. Bravo.
How about it, right?
Hey, that's what it is about, my friends.
That's right.
Well, good. So that's more than a Sean Taylor.
Yes.
Give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Rivalry Renewed 2 coming to Silverstein Eye Centers Arena on July 28th. We'll give you a chance to win those coming up in just a moment. But listening to Tyrann Mathieu on Undisputed last week got me concerned about the Chiefs' Super Bowl chances for the first time. Look, a Super Bowl or bust season, I can envision a way in which the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady. Belichick.
That's a great way to stop the Chiefs from winning a Super Bowl. But I'm talking about just on paper, this team has currently constructed what worries me. And you may have seen Tyrann Mathieu allude to the fact that he's the oldest defender on this Chiefs team. He calls himself the elder statesman of that defense. Now, he's 27. They got a number of 27-year-olds. Alex Okafor is 28. Daniel Sorensen is still on the team. Who knows if he'll be on the team, but he's 29 years of age. The Chiefs don't have a 30-year-old defender. That is odd because in the history of the NFL, only one team has won a Super Bowl. while all being under the age of 30. And that is the arguably the greatest team of all time, the 1975 Pittsburgh Steelers. They didn't have a single defender age 30 or older. Now, you can say, well, it's happened once, it can happen again. And I would love that optimism. But to me, when I look at this Chiefs defense, and again, I love the coaching staff. I like the moves that they made this offseason. It's just the first time I've been stopped. My excitement has been paused. It's been curtailed for the moment because I don't see so much young talent on the defensive side of the ball that I believe the Chiefs can be the second team ever to win a Super Bowl without a 30-year-old on the team. You could say that's doing a little bit too much research. You're reaching on this one. But from where they were last year, and we all acknowledge how important defense is come the postseason, are they really that special that they can do something that's only been done once and done by one of the greatest teams ever?
Well, I think there's a couple of things we have to look at here. One, how many of those teams that have been in those positions had the coach and quarterback that this team has in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? And then secondly, I think the NFL has changed and is changing. And you can be a veteran and you can have experience, because that's where I would think it would point to is, man, this team lacks, not just really, let's dive into why it probably hasn't happened. You would think maybe they don't have a lot of experience in certain places. And we all know this could be thrown out if Josh Norman or they sign somebody else. But I think the league is different now. You've got guys like Tyrann Mathieu, who's 27. I don't think anyone questions his experience that much. I mean, he's got big-time experience.
Sure.
You've got a guy like Chris Jones, who's only in year three. This guy played an AFC Championship game last year. I mean, he's younger than him, 25. He's got experience. So I think the league is a bit different now. I think people played more important games in college more and got more experience that's closer to this level with more NFL-type coaching. I mean, if you played at Alabama, you've been getting NFL coaching since you were at Alabama. I mean, I know you've got young guys like...
Was that a nod to Reggie Ragland?
Reggie, are they... Like, I know you've got a guy like Breeland Speaks who's young, who seems to have put on another Breeland Speaks since the season has ended. God, that was so good. I just walked into that one. But I just think things are different. Rashad Breeland, this is a guy who's not 30, but has played a long time. Look out, Dan. You say nobody. Dan Sorensen's 29. He's played he's got a lot of years in it. And then talent is so much. Man, you got talent. I'll take the talent any day. We always know that. You'll take the talent generally over experience any day.
The game has changed. I'm with you. But hasn't the name of the game, young, cheap, affordable players, hasn't that been the name of the game, let's say, for at least the last 30 years? And no one has done what the Chiefs are attempting to do in the last 30 years.
But I think the difference is it's more prevalent, and I think these young players are better. These younger players hit their prime, or at least the start of their prime, earlier than they did in the past. And I think they hit it earlier because of what they've become. You're not as the coaching when players come in the NFL, this is different from the NBA. When players come from the NFL, they are so much more prepared now. So much more prepared than they were 10 years ago.
The conversation reminds me of a conversation that we had a lot last year where supporters and fans of the Chiefs would say, yeah, I know the Chiefs defense ranks in, you know, the bottom five of the NFL, but the Colts did it once. You know, disregarding the fact that Bob Sanders missed most of the season, where you reach and think the Chiefs with the 31st-ranked defense were going to do something that had never been done before. Mahomes and Reed were so special that they were going to be able to overcome it, and ultimately they were not. This, to me, feels in that same light. It feels like it belongs in that same category of, I love the attitude, I love the optimism, but I don't think that the Chiefs defense is special enough or the offense is special enough to offset the history that you're trying to produce.
Now, I hear what you're saying, but that is a place of just flat talent. I mean, they just mean, it just had Orlando Scandrick running around. I don't give a rip. I mean, that.
Right, but they were trying to do something that had never been done before.
But that's more difficult than talent. We start to think about who are the guys that the Chiefs defensively are going to depend on. Tyrann Mathieu, you don't have any question about his experience. Frank Clark, you don't have any. He's played an NFC championship
sure.
game.
Chris Jones, and then there's a Chris lot of question
Jones
marks.
And Okafor, who was a guy who's played in the postseason.
Right, I choose to be optimistic with the defenders, but after the big three, it's a lot of question marks, right?
It's question marks about potentially some of talent, but not – I don't think it's experience. Like, like you want to go with Ward.
Right. Talent, experience, call it what you will. Either way, they're unknown quantities on that defensive side of the ball outside of Mathieu, Clark, and Jones. Again, I choose to be optimistic. I like the moves that they made, but the first time I've been concerned about the realistic chances of them hoisting that Lombardi trophy.
Would you be more concerned? Would you be less concerned if Anthony Hitchens was 30?
Yes. Yes, you could dismiss it all you want. I don't think it's a coincidence. There's something to it that it's only been done once in 54 years of this league, and the Chiefs, as of today, feel like they could be the second team ever to do it. Now, that's a hypothetical. Hitchens isn't 30. So who knows what a 30... That just doesn't work. You're making something up to dismiss 54 years of history. It's happened once, and the Chiefs are going to be the second team ever to do it. I hope it happens, but history tells you year in and year out that that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If Dan Sorensen was a year older,
but he's
I don't
not.
Know, it just wouldn't make
he's
me
not.
Feel different.
And if my aunt had a pair, she'd be my uncle. That's just, we could do the making things up all day. It's just not the case.
What?
Daniel Sorensen isn't 30.
What?
Less sex, more sports. A four-pack of tickets
I've
to
never
Rivalry
heard that in my life.
Renewed.
Is that a normal saying? If my aunt had a pair, she would be.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never heard
Sean that. Salisbury brought it up once. You loved it. I say it. And now you hate it.
I don't believe
you just don't
Sean ever said that. I'd like for you to find the tape.
Rivalry Renewed, a four-pack. Silverstein Eye Centers Arena, July 28th, a four-pack of tickets. You can have them right now if you are caller 13. Caller 13, 913-576.
The craziest thing in the world to me.
7610. Fogs Boys, the KU alums, square off with Black and Gold, the MU alums. And there's a VIP player party the night before at Repeal 18th from 6 until 10. Now, you can get tickets to both. The game on Sunday and the VIP tickets for Saturday night. Just go to 610sports.com. KU alums, MU alums, Rivalry Renewed Part 2, with proceeds benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Kansas City. 610sports.com to purchase your tickets or caller number 13, 913-576-7610. Ron, I got to be honest with you for a moment. I know I give you and your KU Jayhawks, Kansas Jayhawks, a tough time. I make fun of Leslie Miles quite often because I don't believe him to be a very good football coach. But the one guy that I don't mess with over there in Lawrence, one of two guys I don't mess with over there in Lawrence, Bill Self and the great Jeff Long, athletic director of Kansas Athletics. They have this, 16-part series coming to ESPN Plus, a part of the Big 12 network. They released a preview of this. Now, they had cameras on Les Miles and Jeff Long before the hire. I'm talking about when Dave Beatty was originally fired. Jeff Long already had the wheels in motion of this reality show. The foresight to know, all right, we're not going to be really strong X's and O's wise. We're not going to be a great team talent wise. But in 2019, if you can seem like the cool school on social media and on television and on Facebook, man, that could turn into some talent, which then could offset the below average X's and O's that Les Miles will showcase over the course of the regular season. This is outstanding from ESPN Plus and the great Jeff Long.
We're the worst team in college football.
So many things have happened
in just a few short days.
Today has not been an easy day for anyone associated with KU football.
Jeff Long fired his coach.
Our search is already underway.
Where am I? Just at the beginning.
All part of a coaching search nobody's seen before.
You're going to hear speculation. You're going to hear that I'm meeting with so-and-so. Don't believe that stuff.
Do you have any further sense that, you know, he would be interested in Kansas?
You and I are in contact, okay? I'm a vegetarian.
I have to go through him to get to talk to his client. Then his client must not be very interested.
I feel really good about Kansas.
It's somewhat premature. I haven't done a deal yet.
Coach, are we still considering my offer?
Hey, Long, I'm coming. Hey, listen to me. I need a real freaking whistle, not just fake-ass high.
We're going to do things that have not been done here before.
Did they get it right? Yeah, that's a million-dollar question, right?
They got this whole thing on camera.
Okay, we're going to have some fun, Les.
We are going to have some fun.
We're going to win. That's what's going to be fun.
ESPN Plus with the audio. That show will debut in a few weeks.
See, I know you haven't been one who has said this, so I won't accuse you of this. But there have been many people with the Les Miles hire, Vern, that has pushed the point of, man, I think this is going to be just going to be another Charlie Weiss. Just going to be another CW. Just going to be another Charlie. And this, to me, first off, I think it's disrespectful to Les. Les has been a far better college coach than Charlie Weiss. And Les has shown you step and step that he cares more than Charlie Weiss. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to be winning 10 games here, but he's shown that he cares more than Charlie Weiss. He's recruiting for real, not just getting JUCO guys. But this is the other portion of it. But college sports, the really good ones, treat it like a business. And I don't think that Kansas has always treated it like a business. And we can go back and revisit the Charlie Weiss hire to see that. See, they hired Charlie Weiss and just said, go get it, buddy. I know we've been a horrific program coming off of Turner Gill, but go get it.
Like no financial support?
No,
none of it.
No, but just not. You can see that there is a plan. Mm-hmm. Like there's a big time plan from Jeff Long and company that, no, we're not going to just bring in him. We're going to bring in Les Miles, a big-time coach, but we're not just leaving it there. What else are we going to do? We're going to come up with a plan. We're going to try to make Kansas look bigger by bringing people in like Rick Ross, and they have another act coming in. I forgot who she is, but I forgot what her name is, but she's coming in. They're doing things to make themselves look grander. They're putting financial and money and building new facilities to the point where they're being smart and inviting guys like Juju Smith-Schuster to come in to get that publicity on social media. They're using social media very well. There is a game plan from Jeff Long and what they're putting around people. They're not just hiring Les Miles, but then they're giving Les Miles the amount of money he could use to bring in the right assistants that he can bring in and the recruiting. Like, there is a lot that they're doing to go around it. They're just throwing the coach in and say, you go get it. No, we're throwing the coach in and doing a lot of things around it. That's why you just can't compare this to Charlie Weiss whatsoever.
No question. Anyway. And Jeff Long has prioritized football, right? I
mean, you're and it's right not just him. They got people underneath him.
Yeah, the cat they brought in that worked at Michigan that just oversees football. He's like the football athletic director and coming from a program with the rich history of Michigan. Look, again, this is a part of a grand scheme of Jeff Long and Les Miles. They're not thinking the way that Kansas – maybe I'm wrong. It just doesn't appear that they're thinking. We want to be like K-State. We want to flirt with Big 12 titles. No, they're trying to act like we can be Oklahoma State.
They
we can be the
Bill's,
second tier.
They use Bill Self much better than any of the other coaches in the basketball program has in other places. And you can look at the recruiting that's coming in. Yep. Now, Les, I have more
still
confidence.
Still top 25.
I have more confidence than others that Les will be able to hold up his end of the deal. And we remember what the end of the deal. We talked about what expectations are with K-State. The end of the deal with him is, man, he gets them bowling within 2 or 3 years. I mean, it's time to throw a party down Mass. Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
Don't you have to win the bowl game before you throw that party?
Nah, man. This is the worst. This is the worst. The worst program in all of college sports. Yeah. Any rugby program.
I mean, Eastern Michigan.
Any
not in that
was
town.
Worse. Are you kidding me?
Not in that town.
Are you kidding me? Hell no.
I mean, statistically, Eastern Michigan was worse.
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield was critical of his former coach, Hugh Jackson, for going to the division rival Bengals after
again?
Getting fired.
Again, Steve, real quick? Again? Did he say something new?
Mayfield told ESPN in a long-form interview with Mina Kimes. It's wonderful. I suggest you listen to it. Told ESPN that beating the Bengals was awesome. Highlight of his rookie season because Jackson was on the opposing sideline.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to lie to you and say that the first time I played, Hugh did not feel good. It's human nature to want to get revenge.
Yeah, I agree, but it's Hugh Jackson.
Just leave that man alone. Let him live his
Did
life.
Hugh Jackson do something on the way out to Baker?
The only thing that I can think that...
Yeah,
that,
he sucked.
No, I think it more than that. I think...
He squandered half a season.
I ain't going to say it.
No, I need to hear it now.
Seatbelt.
Okay.
I mean, the way that Baker's rolled around, you act like he knocked off his now new wife. I mean, the way that Baker keeps going around.
Yeah, Hugh Jackson's too good of a man to do something like that. I don't buy it. I just don't know. To me, that's revenge they and a rivalry.
Said about Bishop Eddie Long.
It has to go both ways. Like, the hate needs to be somewhat mutual. Right now, it seems like Baker Mayfield is the Royals and Hugh Jackson is the Cardinals. It's like, man, I'm not worried really about you.
That was
all that
completely
much.
Unnecessary.
What I said was unnecessary.
Yeah, that was completely unnecessary.
I was just trying to make an analogy, man.
You just took a shot at the Royals for no reason. No one.
Well, Royals fans know that the whole Cardinal rivalry isn't really a rivalry.
I believe they've gotten past it.
Cardinals rival is the Cubs. I'm not thinking about you, Royals.
Unnecessary, and it hurts me because. They're going to blame me. All right, here we go. The Chiefs are going to, and they've done this before in their history, this current regime will give you clues about what they're going to do with Chris Jones. They're going to do it for you. I, Big Vern, we're going to share with you the big clue you need to look out for. That's coming up.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Welcome back in, Show and Burn, final segment. We've had some kind of a show today. Coming up behind us, The Drive with Carrington, Harrison, Sean Levine, Brandon, Kylie, BK's in the building. The Chiefs are going to give us clues, and they've done this before, man, in different ways. I remember when Andy and John Dorsey first started here, we started to see the trend, of what guys are going to be let go. The obvious trend, they would draft. Hey, I'm going to draft D Ford for Tamba Ali. I'm going to draft said player for this player, Patrick Mahomes for Alex Smith. They did this with several positions where they were waiting to draft the replacement. And those were signs of, okay, these are guys they're not going to give long-term stuff to. They're not going to give long-term deals to because they are selling themselves and readying themselves to sign these players. I think another clue that we should look at with Chris Jones is to see how they speak about Colin Saunders. And I saw Arrowhead Pride had resent this something earlier from one of the camps, rookie camp or mini camp, to where Andy Reid had comments about Colin Saunders. And he said, hey, you know, this guy is not just athletic, and we don't look at him just because he could do backflips at 320 pounds, but he's highly athletic. This is a guy who was a running back in high school, and we really love the things that he could do. If we continue to see that, Vern, we continue to see Andy Reid some of his henchmen, Brett Veach and company, coming out, Spags really pushing it to a level where you're like, all right, they're saying one good thing. Man, this is becoming a company line. Andy's saying it. Brett's saying it. Spags is saying it. Dave Merritt is saying it. Emmett Thomas, if they're just coming in and saying these things and really trying to build up Colin Saunders, and the real reason to build him up with you, to make you think, man, this guy is better, to almost get you to a point to make you feel like Chris Jones is expendable, that's something that we need to watch. That is something that I'm going to be looking at during training camp to see how much they talk him up. Not just to a point, Vern, of we're going to talk him up because we want to, you know, hey, this is a guy we drafted. But talk him up to a point where you're like, well, hold on, man. This is an everyday thing. This is these, every guy is saying it. Like, we start to hear maybe people who work for him. You start to hear
you're making it sound like they, PR-wise, are going to, again, market Colin Saunders because they want the fan base to flip on Chris Jones. And to be honest with you, Ron, I don't think it'll be difficult to get people to flip on Chris Jones.
Oh, really?
Now, they'll never be to where they were with Dee Ford, right? A guy that lined up offsides and ran away from Frank Gore and played the piano. The city never really embraced Dee Ford, in my opinion. They have fully embraced Chris Jones. But with Pat, you just got to use Pat. Just talk about Pat's contract. Talk about how arduous it's going to be to keep Pat's contract in Kansas City. I mean, God knows we've heard Fesco for months now tell the city, hey, you don't pay anyone. As long as you have Patrick Mahomes, you don't pay anyone other than your quarterback. And I don't think that's some sort of a hot take from Fesco. I don't think he's on an island by himself. I think a lot of...
Vern, I think the majority of Chiefs fans want Chris Jones to get his money.
Do they?
I think the majority of Chiefs fans, at least, and once again, I've been wrong a lot.
As have I.
With trying to read the fan base. But everything that I've seen up to this point, folks want Chris Jones to get his money. They feel like he needs to get his money, and they feel like he gives them a great chance to win the Super Bowl. And like someone texted, Ron, isn't that what the draft is about? Listener 80. Drafting for depth, replacements. If not, what's the draft for? Yeah, but also the draft is when you draft young guys that you think are good or really elite that you developed, you signed them. And generally guys who get 15 and a half sacks, people think we want to sign him, especially when you have $25 million in cap space.
No doubt.
The thought is I think that's a lot of place where some people want to sign him. And I think it's not just the fact that he gives them the best chance. I think he's just a real huge fan favorite. Now, nothing trumps Pat, but I still believe Chris Jones is the third most loved player for the Chiefs fan base behind Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
And he's dropping. Chris Jones is dropping. I think Tyrann Mathieu will surpass him. Frank Clark performance could push him past Chris Jones. Chris Jones holding out the first few days of training camp could drop him.
Yeah.
Kelsey could pass him. I think
Kelsey might be ahead. No, I think.
Okay, fine. But I think he drops. And I think he continues to drop as the holdout continues because again, it's a Super Bowl or bust kind of season. Let me what percentage of Chiefs fans do you think subscribe to the theory that Fesco has put out there that you don't pay anyone?
Small. I mean, I think they believe in Pat, but they also, I mean, people want to pay Tyreek Hill again still. Like, I think if that were the case, that's a wide receiver that's directly impacted to Pat.
Yeah.
Like, people want, no, I think people understand how great Pat is, but don't think, well, why
I just
not
mean, because you are one that has said, you know, I'm not paying him yet.
No.
I don't want to pay him right now. I believe, and again, I may be wrong on this, Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. I believe that 50%, if not more, are with you. I do think this is something that is split down the middle of whether or not you would pay Chris Jones right now. And with that being the case, I just don't feel that the PR game is going to be difficult for the Chiefs to convince the fan base of we're letting Chris Jones go after this season. We're going to do him the way that we did D Ford, the way that the Seahawks did Frank Clark. I don't think that will take much convincing, to be quite honest with you. Yes, they love him. But they've loved a lot of people and ultimately moved on from them, or people have turned their back on them before.
I think Chris Jones, his weight in the community and how people look at him and how he's many people's favorite guy on the team. And the guy, his favorite guy on the team that also got 15 and a half sacks the year before at 25 years old. Like, I think many people, that would be a hard thing to just come back and say, we're going to go with Derek Nnadi and Cullen Saunders. Like, you're going to have to make some moves to say, hey, we're good here, because we would be letting this guy walk and we're good here.
Hey, I agree with the premise.
So I think it makes sense to make that kind of a push.
Sure. Well, I think it's a push in the meetings, you know, when Steve Spagnuolo is giving the edict to his position coaches, Brendan Daly, your job is to create someone that can supplant, maybe not supplant, but replace Chris Jones next season. We know we're not going to get 15 and a half sacks from Cullen Saunders, but can we get 7? If we can get 7 and a decent job against the run, we'll take it. Because that's going to be $500,000 compared to $20 million that we would have to pay.
I understand the football move of it and how you're talking about with money, with Pat Mahomes, but with fans, you're going to have to smooth that over with him, with Christian. Like, you brought up D Ford. This isn't D Ford. Like, they could have brought Okafor here and had Breland Speaks play the other side, and would have been easier to solve with D Ford.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. No listener number, but from the 913, if you took a poll on Chiefs fans wanting to sign Jones, it would be 75% at least. From the 913, again, no listener number. I'll be rattled if we let Chris Jones walk. From the 816, of course, I want him to get a paycheck, but I want Chris Jones to get a lowball paycheck, especially when we're talking about the possibility of a dynasty. And then listener 19, I honestly don't think he should get a big contract until he can prove he can be a better run stopper. I think it's split down the middle. It does seem like more and more on the text line are in favor of paying Chris Jones. It's a big year. It's a big year for him, regardless, not only if he's ultimately going to get that money in Kansas City or elsewhere, but again, if this team falls short, we discussed this earlier, Andy's going to catch it, Pat's going to catch it. Look, anyone asking for the kind of money that Chris Jones is going to ask for, if he doesn't put up incredible numbers and if they don't have team success, I don't believe the fan base will be open and willing to part with that kind of money for a star player on the defensive line. Again, Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. The Drive with CDOT and Sean Levine, the Sports Machine, coming up in just about 20 minutes from right now.
If you missed it earlier, and I'll repeat it for you, I am putting the very sacred shows.
You can't even say it.
But you just make all these faces and breathing so hard, like, oh hell yeah. I'm putting the sacred shows stamp of approval on the line again. Right now we are 4-4 currently, with a few out there,
so it's a coin flip. This guarantee.
We've had a couple of mishaps, but if you don't know, show stamp of approval, very, very sacred. We don't just throw it on easy things or things that don't matter. We put the show stamp of approval on the line for big things. And this will be the latest, Vern. I'm putting the show stamp approval on the fact that Tiger Woods will finish in the top 5 of this week's Open Championship. Mm. Let's go, baby. It's the next one. We're going to get above 500. Tiger Woods will have a top five finish in the Open. He might win the thing. He'll have a top five finish in the Open Championship.
Now, I don't completely poo-poo.
That's right, baby.
You did correctly predict that he would win the Masters. Last year, though, you didn't put the stamp of approval on it last year. You did say that he was going to win the PGA Championship, I believe, and that ultimately did not happen.
I was there in the house for that. It was very, very close.
Earlier in the show, when Ron first made this declaration, the moment he made the declaration, it comes across the television that Tiger Woods was unable to get in his practice round today because of storms in Northern Ireland.
That's okay. Find other ways to get himself ready.
Tiger Woods, who, keep in mind, has been keeping himself ready by not playing golf because he's got that old-ass back.
This year, I made a conscious effort to cut back on my schedule to make sure that I don't play too much. I want to play here as long as I possibly can. And you have to understand, if I play a lot, that I won't be out here that long.
Ron, okay, so I go to ESPN's golf website.
I won't be deterred.
Okay, fine. Front page of their golf website. Please read that headline.
I can't see it.
Yes, you can. You got your purple glasses on.
Why things don't look good for Tiger and other big open questions. I don't care.
And Brooks Koepka said that he only practices before majors. He doesn't practice before.
He's also
other
like
tournaments.
20 years younger than Tiger.
Yeah.
And he's that means he's going to be ready. Yeah. To roll for this thing.
I don't even know who he is. From the 913, no listener
doesn't make
number.
It not true what he Show, said.
Yeah, it does make it not true. I mean, it is not true. So you are a GD jinx. Why would you do that to Tiger? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you ruined everybody's golf weekend.
I'm sorry. Have I been a jinx for Tiger? I'm sorry. Oh, do we forget? Did we forget? Maybe the biggest accomplishment of Show's stamp of approval as I called the Masters Championship and I was the one who called Tiger being officially back.
I mentioned
Jim Nantz bringing it. Oh, I'm a jinx to Tiger?
At best, he's like 500 now and you can't bet on the tournament at all.
And yeah, you are a jinx for Tiger because the moment he stepped on your medal stand, Elon took a 5-iron to his mouth.
That's not true. I didn't even have a medal stand yet.
So it was after all of that?
You're not going
to. Well, hang on. Then when did the medal stand start? Because all the majors happened before that.
It's murky. I don't know. It started after.
Right during the turmoil.
I mean.
He climbs up on your medal stand.
He was after. Yeah, it was after. About 5-6 years ago, the medal stand started.
Okay. Again, here we go. Show stamp of approval, which also, there's another one out there right now. Show put the stamp of approval on Whit Merrifield being traded to the Dodgers. That has 14 days to materialize, or
is
else
that it, huh?
The trade 14. Deadline comes and goes. Whit Merrifield, hell of a job last night, Whit. Real proud of that performance that you put forth because of the encouragement that your good buddy Josh Vernier gave you on the radio.
That was because of you.
Yes, he knows when he knows when I put him down. It's all in love. It's all motivation. Because I'm just continuing to try and dig that chip even deeper on his shoulder. That's why Whit Merrifield broke out fastest inside the park home run of the season in Major League Baseball.
This is what I'm talking about. You could just say whatever the hell you want to say. Because if I said that, that would have been, oh, you're going to take credit for that, Ron?
No.
Oh, so you're an idiot. Oh, so was it you also? Maybe you got Whit to the All-Star game because you said, I don't want him to get there. And then he got, is that what it was? Motivate the voter?
That was just hard work by him, man. I'm not going to take that away from Whit Merrifield.
Last night wasn't hard work.
I'm trying
for
to
it?
Move on. No, that was motivation. Because yesterday I said that.
Let me tell you what this Yahoo Vern said during our production meeting. He said, I could just tell. And it wasn't like he was joking. Sometimes Vern said stuff where you think, oh, he's laughing at the end of it and he's joking. He literally said, I could just tell him running around the bases. He was thinking, Vern said, I can't get the big hit. Vern said, I'm not good enough to be a perennial all-star. Vern said that.
That's not what I said.
That is exactly what you said.
I said that I could tell when he was running around the bases, he heard me in his head saying, Hunter Dozier's the best Royal. Maybe Adalberto Mondesi was number two. And in his head, he's thinking, those guys always get hurt, and I stay healthy. I always come through with the big hits. I come through with the big stolen base. Whatever defensive position you need me, I got you. And I'm not the best player, Vern. Watch this.
That's what he was saying coming around the bases.
Inside the park home run in all of Major League Baseball here in 2019. I'm not saying it's totally because of me. Has a lot to do with it.
There's the Vern privilege. He, baby Jesus gets to say whatever. Hashtag Vern's privilege. Just say whatever. Just whatever you want to say. The people who ride with you. Oh, it's just life. It's my life.
Wow. Can I get to Chris Sims now?
This wouldn't happen if I was. Yeah, go ahead, man.
If you were one. There's a lot of words you could say, and I'm really interested in what it's going to be.
No, I'm not.
Is it a person?
Yeah, it's a person.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. Being selfish. Moving on, Chris Sims yesterday on the Unbuttoned podcast on NBCSports.com continued his conversation with Travis Kelce. Keep in mind that part one was 3.5 minutes of him talking to Travis Kelce about Patrick Mahomes, just gushing about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce because the guy gets it, because he's the consummate pro, or at least has become the consummate pro. Travis Kelce took it all in stride and gushed along with Chris Sims when talking about Pat.
All right, I got to talk because I'm fanboy and your quarterback, man.
Like, okay.
I feel I kind of.
The thing about Patrick is you can talk about him all day.
I really feel, and he knows this. He's giving me.
So then that just continues for 3.5 minutes. Yesterday, they finally got around to talking about Travis Kelce. And the body language in the video, I've retweeted it, at Josh Vernier 610. The body language that Travis Kelce displays, you can tell that he gets agitated. No longer questions about Mahomes. No, he gets agitated when he is not properly respected by Chris Sims. And I'll tell you what, I found it very impressive.
I mean, Gronk's gone. The mantle is open.
He's still around.
Well, he's not,
still around. He's not gone.
I mean, he's not gone. You're right. But, like, you're the head dog.
I appreciate that.
You are.
So I was second before this. That's unfair.
You were, like, nipping on his heels, but.
That's unfair.
I know.
You're no longer my favorite Sims.
That really pissed him off.
He's an unbelievable player. I mean, there's no doubt in that. And he'll go down as one of the greatest. So,
right?
Yeah. If I'm second to him, I ain't bad. I ain't in bad.
Well, I'm not sure you haven't been better than him the last 2 years, but I'm with you. I think he goes down as like the greatest tight end of all time to this point, right?
I mean, what that guy does on the field is pretty impressive.
What's the level of angry do you think Travis Kelce was? By judging by his response, she's saying I was second best. Mm-hmm. You're no longer my favorite. Like, what's the level of angry do you think he was? Because I think it's a lot higher. Like, whatever you think it is, I think it's like two spots higher.
I think it's the level of angry where on your birthday, I said we had special guests. And it went Speck.
And Pete.
Pete. And then the second Speck. I think the second time our boss, Steve Spector, joined us on the hotline and you thought it was going to be someone fun. That level angry because you were pretty pissed off.
I think it was a moment of realization for him because even with Gronk retired, he's still the second best tight end in the NFL behind George Kittle.
I think it was the moment when you realize, like, oh, God, my parents are going to be really pissed that Ron may not come to the wedding. They're going to be really mad. And they're not going to be mad at Ron.
No, I
wasn't mad.
They're
going to be mad at you.
No. I wasn't mad. I was hurt because I knew how much they wanted to meet you. Again,
and they'll be mad.
I don't give a damn if you're there or not.
Completely untrue.
Eating up all our food? No, man. Don't show up if you don't want to. Go to the other wedding.
Tell me what's on the menu, and that might help us.
Yeah, what's the spread look like?
Kiss, Serta.
The Money Shot.
The Money Shot, brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly
this
Jewish
is how we're gonna end the show.
Deli for a mostly not Jewish city, is now open in the Crossroads and is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Little Vern, finish him off, buddy.
Make sure you check out Show and Vern Confessions on Twitter at 610 Sports KC. We'll have it up within the half hour. Always entertaining. No, Serta's got it. He's been doing great. Hunter Dozier has the rare, beautiful right-handed swing. He hit an opposite field triple. Yeah, I'm getting baseball nerdy. Get off my case. He hit an opposite field triple in last night's game. Ron, I got to say, it's the prettiest right-handed swing. Oh, man. I know I'm missing something. It's the prettiest right-handed swing since Frank Thomas. That's who he reminds me of at the plate. Now, he's not a Hall of Famer, but that swing, he's just so burly. It's so clean. It's exactly how you would teach a young man. In fact, little show, if you're listening, and you want Uncle Vern to teach you,
hey man, you
how to swing
my damn
a bat
son out your mouth. Keep
like
my
Hunter
damn son
Dozier.
Out your mouth.
What? I'm trying to help him. I'm going to be his future manager.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.